WKJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports around the area last night, first in high school girls softball play last night in action, it was Atlantic beating Kemper Catholic 9-1. Creston defeats Shenandoah 13-1. Glenwood over Clarinda 7-4. Denison beats St. Albert 14-0. It was Harlan over Lewis Central 4-2. Essex defeated Fremont Mills twice, 10-8 and 16-10. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 11-1. Lenox over East Union 7-2. Nottoway Valley swept a pair from Bedford 11-1 and 7-3. Alta Aurelia downing Charter Oak Ute 7-5. Abraham Lincoln beat Thomas Jefferson 11-1. Also in girls softball last night, the first round of the Western Iowa Conference tournament saw AHSTW down Tri-Center 1-0, and Underwood beat Audubon 12-6. They also played the quarterfinal round last night in the girls' Western Iowa Conference softball tournament, and it was IKM Manning advancing with an 11-1 win over AHSTW. Trainer defeating Riverside 5-0, Logan Magnolia over Griswold 5-0, and Missouri Valley an 8-0 winner over Underwood. In boys' baseball play last night, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Atlantic 4-2. Shenandoah edging Creston 5-4. Glenwood outscored Clarinda 10-6. Harlan over Lewis Central 4-3. Denison defeating St. Albert 7-6. Cam, a winner over West Harrison 12-5. Nishnabotna defeats AHSTW 9-7 the final. It was Fremont Mills over Essex twice, 13-2 and 9-0. East Mills swept two from Clarinda Academy, 13-1 and 19-4. Southwest Valley beat Mount Air 16-1. Lenox over Mount Air 17-7. Nottoway Valley beat Bedford 15-0. Also, Abraham Lincoln took two from Thomas Jefferson 5-2 and 6-2 the scores. Those are boys' baseball scores. Virginia has extended the College World Series finals to a third and deciding game after they blanked the defending champions. Freshman Adam Haseley and Josh Sabores combined on a seven-hitter as the Cavaliers shut out Vanderbilt 3-0. Haseley is the Cavs' regular center fielder and hadn't pitched since May 23rd before holding the Commodores to four hits in five-plus innings. Thomas Woodruff hit a two-run single in a three-run sixth inning to help Sabores pick up his seventh win. Game three set for tonight in Omaha to close out the college baseball season. Arkansas outfielder Andrew Benintendi has won the Golden Spikes Award, presented annually to the top amateur baseball player in the United States. USA Baseball announced the 38th winner of the award on Tuesday. Benintendi was taken by the Boston Red Sox with the number 7 overall pick in this June's draft. He beat out Alex Bregman of Louisiana State, right-handed pitcher Carson Fulmer of Vanderbilt, and shortstop Dansby Swanson, the number 1 overall pick out of Vanderbilt, for that honor. A sophomore, Benintendi led the nation with 20 home runs and is the first Division I player since 2009 with at least 20 homers and 20 or more steals. He hit .376 and ranked third in the nation with a .717 slugging percentage. Benintendi is the seventh outfielder to win the Golden Spikes Award, the first since J.D. Drew in 1997. In Major League Baseball action last night, right-hander Carlos Martinez shook off a slow start and a fastball that hit him in the right shoulder to pitch seven innings, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat Miami 4-3 last night. Martinez trailed 3-0 after an inning and a third before settling down. He retired the final seven batters he faced, including three after he took a 94-mile-per-hour fastball in the shoulder while trying to bunt in the seventh inning. Martinez struck out 9 and allowed 8 hits. He gave up a 2-run homer in the first inning to Major League home run and RBI leader Giancarlo Stanton, a shot estimated at 484 feet. Also, Jason Hayward hit his 8th homer for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Washington beat Atlanta 3-1, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 7-6. The Chicago Cubs beat the LA Dodgers in 10 innings 1-0. Milwaukee over the Mets 3-2. It was Colorado beating Arizona 10-5, and San Diego in 11, a 3-2 winner over San Francisco. Rookie Mike Montgomery tossed a four-hitter against the team that drafted him. Dustin Ackley singled, doubled, and homered for his first three-hit game of the season. And the Seattle Mariners beat the Kansas City Royals 7-0 last night. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Boston 6-4, Detroit over Cleveland 7-3, Tampa Bay downs Toronto 4-3, Oakland over Texas 8-6, the White Sox beat Minnesota 6-2, Houston over the LA Angels 13-3. One interleague game last night saw the Phillies beat the Yankees 11-6. Iowa State will face the likes of Colorado, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, and Texas A&M as part of a basketball non-conference schedule next season. The Cyclones will host Chicago State and Chattanooga after opening against the Buffaloes in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Iowa State will play the Hokies and then either Illinois or UAB, which stunned the Cyclones in last year's NCAA tournament as part of the Emerald Coast Classic in Florida. Iowa State hosts rival Iowa at home and Northern Iowa in Des Moines. North Dakota State, Buffalo, Arkansas Pine Bluff, and Coppin State round out the non-conference home basketball schedule. The Cyclones will interrupt their round-robin Big 12 slate by playing at Texas A&M on January 30th. That schedule was just released yesterday. Iowa expects its number of season tickets sold to drop by as many as 4,000 this fall. The Hawkeyes finished 2014 with just under 40,000 season football ticket holders. Athletic Director Gary Barta says the Hawkeyes anticipate selling between 35 to 37,000 of those to the general public by next season. Iowa's overall ticket sales have plunged in the last few years in a blowout bowl loss to Tennessee in January after a 7-5 regular season didn't help. Next season's home schedule is pretty tepid, highlighted by Pitt, Minnesota, Purdue, and Illinois. But the Hawkeyes finished 22nd nationally in 2014 with nearly 68,000 fans per game, and Barta says they believe an increase on that average is attainable. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.